All right, next patient is Norma Farnon, FARNON, 11-16-50-119, Rivermont, MCCC, decrease in falls, as patient now has sitter, HPI, 73-year-old, female, severe frontotemporal dementia, who had numerous falls in a short period of time requiring ER trips. She had several scalp lacerations, and it just became evident that she was going to require a sitter to be with her in order to avoid this continuing falls with injury period. She has had a sitter with her now for about 3 weeks, and it appears to be working out nicely. I got to meet the sitter that was with her today, and they are with patient from breakfast until after dinner, and in that time she's had no falls, no behavioral issues. She is taken into the dining room where the sitter sits with her and helps her get her food cut and then lets her feed herself. She also does toileting for patient period, and Miss Farnon appears very comfortable with the aide. She walked up to her when I was in there and took her hand and wanted her to walk with her period. All right, patient's diagnoses: severe FTD, BPSD of care resistance, and disordered sleep pattern. History of falls that have not occurred since sitter is present. HSV2 suppression, GERD, and HTN. Allergies are sulfasalazine. Diet is minced, moist, regular with thin liquid. Code status is DNR. Hospice is Good Shepherd Hospice. Okay, medications. ABH gel, 125 1 milligram per 0.5 mils. Apply 0.5 mils, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. routine. Tylenol, ES, 500 milligrams, one tab at 9 a.m. Depakote, 125 milligrams, BID, MVI, QD, Zoloft, 75 milligrams, QD, Trazodone, 50 milligrams, HS, Valcyclovir, 500 milligrams, one tablet, QD. Diet is minced, moist with thin liquid, and chocolate Ensure one can, BID. And again, hospice is Good Shepherd Hospice. Code status is DNR. And I don't remember if I said her allergies. It's sulfasalazine. If I said it, don't repeat it. Her vital signs are 128 over 73, 77, 97.6, 18, and 102 pounds, which is a weight gain of 1 pound in a month. General, petite, elderly female who was in her room quietly lying down. Sitter was present. And honestly did not see much of the patient outside of her room today, except to go to meals. And otherwise, she was in her room with her sitter, who does activities with her, period. Okay, neuro orientation to self. Patient has a very short attention span. She just looks around without intention. She is verbal, but it's often nonsensical. You'll hear a clear word every now and then, but in what context? She can be redirected, but it takes effort. She's dependent on assist for six of six ADLs, and her affect is often just blunted. But there are other times that she will smile or look at you and no idea what she's thinking or wanting. Musculoskeletal, she's very thin. Generalized decreased muscle mass and motor strength. She has a lot of energy. She likes to get up and move around. She's been doing less of that since the sitter is with her, which is why she's had no falls. Respiratory, she doesn't understand deep inspiration. It was hard getting her to let me listen to her lungs, so I just did a cursory exam there. No evidence of shortness of breath and no cough noted. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop. Abdomen is scaphoid. Bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness. And skin is warm, dry, intact with fair turgor. No new cuts or bruises. ANP number one, severe frontotemporal dementia. Stable for where she is. And next is gait instability with numerous falls with injury. A sitter has made a difference for patient. She has not had any falls, thus no injuries. And she seems to like the sitter, so it's really for the patient's best interest, period. And then next is BPSD. The scheduled ABH gel at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Is effective. She will still nap in between those times, but doesn't sleep long like she used to during the day period. And then the Depakote also appears to help with the aggression that she would exhibit toward others, period. Continue with things as they are. 993-50.